Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are housewives of true crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Housewives of true crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Yeah, in action.
Big week over here.
Big week.
It's CrimeCon 2023. So we're headed to Orlando, Florida.
Word. I cannot, my head is like spinning. I actually cannot even believe that I'm going to be this time next week in the Florida.
You're going to be at the Disney World this on Monday next week.
Yes, true.
Yeah, true. First time ever.
Unless my kids' teachers are listening, then I'm going to be nursing those children back to health.
Right.
They all have fevers and diarrhea.
Don't. Oh, God. I always like worry if that's going to actually cause them to have fevers and diarrhea.
I did just give myself a little agita. So I don't know. I'm knocking on wood and my life is plastic. Somebody knock on some wood for me.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. And you guys, I saw Gretchy for a quick blip. It felt like I flew out to Los Angeles for, something that we are cooking up, like literally cooking up.
True.
And we'll tell you about it next week because we're going to debut it at CrimeCon. I don't want those people to, I want them to be the first. They're going to actually like make their way to Florida to see us. And then our Patreon listeners are getting all the goods. And so if you want to know, head on to patreon.com/housewivestruecrime or on our bonus content on Spotify or Apple, and you will be the first to know what Gretchy and I are up to. Anyways, it was nice to see you in the flesh.
You did. You got to meet Auntie Maria, who has been out here visiting me for the week.
From Oklahoma. And guess what? Her and I are going to meet up again because we're both going to the Zac Brown Band in Oklahoma.
Yeah, so funny.
It's amazing. Yeah, random, yeah. But cool. So, by the way, when I was gone, which I was gone for 2 days, my kid didn't get picked up for school.
Right.
My other kid that my husband was supposed to take to school early didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And we missed tutoring. So
yeah, it's hard.
Needless to say, yeah. Needless to say, my kids definitely need me to be there for like everything to kind of work smoothly.
Yeah, I'm real nervous about the 2 days that my husband is going to be handling I will leave a lot of detailed instructions.
Yeah, it doesn't work, even if you write it all down.
Yeah, even if you write it all down. I know. Yeah. It's too bad Maria's not staying another week because...
I know, that would have been awesome.
She's very helpful.
Yeah.
She is helpful with everything except for she was looking forward to meeting Tab, and I took her to a BevMo for the first time. Naturally, the best liquor store ever. And we saw those whipped cream shots.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, Tab, so Tab good. Loves those. And so she bought them.
They're like, it's whipped cream infused vodka. So if you're a drinker or you like to put a little vodka in your coffee, it's something.
Yeah, it might be good in the coffee, but I don't know what happened. We got out the good tequila. We were doing that. Something the next day, woke up, felt like butt.
Well, it's very sugary.
I was like, it was that damn whipped cream. So then last night we had plans. I got a babysitter. It was like going to be, you know, adult night out. We've been going too hard. We were falling asleep at the table. We couldn't hang. Yeah. We were like, you guys, it's 8:30. We can't. Like, that's embarrassing. The babysitter is going to be like, what gives, losers?
Yeah.
The kids at least have to be sleeping. Yeah.
Okay. So listen, with the babysitter situation, because I know you don't have a lot of babysitters, the kids sleeping is key. So you have to stay out at least till the sleeping time.
Well, yeah. Okay. So we did, but apparently, and I've never had that. My kids are really good about going to bed. I did start receiving some texts regarding there was a situation. Someone doesn't want to sleep here. Wah, wah, wah. So we got home and the kids were in our room. So we had to sleep downstairs on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had that situation too. That is does not make for like my husband happy. I'll just tell you that.
No.
Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, well,
and today
there's a trade-off.
I have enjoyed every second of this week. I love showing people around. It is so fun. We did so many fun things. We went to the Mission. We went to all the cute little restaurants that my husband never wants to go to, you know, during the day. It was fun. It's been a lot. And today I have this big Oktoberfest party.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. This is kind of funny.
Did you make the baked potatoes? She's making the baked potatoes for the...
I haven't done it yet. I still have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm wearing a lederhosen.
You are?
Yeah. Of course, I got one right away. But
I have one from when I was 21, and it's a real slutty one.
Yeah. Well, I think there's going to be a lot of sluts there because I bought a boy one because I'm funny, right?
Yeah.
These moms all are like, you missed a hangout and we decided we're all dressing up and they're sending pictures of their slut attire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be like the only boy.
That's okay.
Sounds about right, right?
It does.
Yeah. So we've been talking about this Oktoberfest or whatever in front of Maria. And she's like, well, I don't know. I said I wanted to bring a dessert. And she's like, why don't you just bring pumpkin pie? And she's something about it is like annoying to her. And I'm like, she's like, it's just whatever. And finally, we put it together. You don't know what Oktoberfest is. She's like, yeah, I think it's real stupid to throw a party about October in September. That is not what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So she learned something new.
Yeah, good. Good for Maria. Mm-hmm. Gretchen also took Maria to the Mission and the lady told them to go in. And it was a full-on funeral.
Oh, this is true. Yeah. We walked into the like Mission Basilica and through the side door. And they told us, no, there is a service going on. It's just right at the front. We said, okay. I mean, it's a big place. So we figured it was small. It was not small. That whole place was packed. And we were those people that opened the door during the freaking funeral. We sat.
And so then Gretchen decided to sit down and partake.
We had to sit down. And I was like, okay, everybody look around, you know, whatever. But then I can see Maria is like, you know, I'm only here once in a while, so I'm going to start taking pictures. And I thought that would be inappropriate. So I grabbed her ass and took her out, opened the door again.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to be ruder than we already were. They shouldn't have let us in. And then we told the girls. We said, that was really awkward. Don't let people in.
Yeah, it's true. If you're not here for the funeral, maybe it
don't come
back
in.
Another day.
Yeah, we're not funeral crashers. Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I love wedding crashers, though. I have been
fine. I would be happy to crash a wedding. Yeah.
All right. Well, I am talking. There is a wedding, actually, that I'm talking about in this case that actually is more like a funeral. So it's kind of interesting that we talked about that.
Oh, nice.
Are you ready to get into it?
I am ready to get into it.
Okay, let's go. All right, this week's episode is brought to us by a listener that wants to remain anonymous. So we are going to call her Lady A. Lady A from San Diego. Thank you. The story takes place all over America, from California to Oklahoma. And a little in between. So it actually works out because Aunt Maria is from Oklahoma and this case actually ends in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Amanda and Brandon Duran were not your typical all-American type, I would say. They would be classified more like the alternative lifestyle type. These two liked motorcycles and tattoos and a very alternative lifestyle. And that is actually what drew them to each other. They remind me a little bit of my brother, which is kind of coincidental that this guy's name is Brandon also, and my brother's name is Brandon. So Brandon was born in 1980 in San Diego, California, where he thrived on what a lot of what do they call it? San Diegans? San Diegoans? What would you call it?
I think it is San Diegans. But you know, I can't say San Diego without talking about it's another word for a whale's vagina.
SeaWorld?
No, because of the movie Anchorman. He says San Diego, a whale's vagina. And she says, no, I think it's Saint Diego. And he says, no, you've got that wrong.
I do not remember that, but I'm glad you do. And there are some whale vaginas in San Diego at the SeaWorld still.
True.
So
yeah, true.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he thrived on what, let's just call them San Diegans do. And that was extreme sports. He was a real kick-ass snowboarder and one of those guys that enjoyed doing boarding activities more than probably studying. And that's my like pure speculation just on how Brandon portrayed himself. They have a lot of videos. His family was one of those families that like always had the camcorder on their shoulder, you know, which I'm kind of envious of because it was not very easy to get a lot of video back in the 80s because you actually had to like put the big, you know, cassette tape in there and then record. And basically you didn't want to buy another cassette tape or my family didn't. So then you'd like record over the videos that you already recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
I do.
I'm totally dating myself. Okay. But anyways, back in the 80s, Brandon's parents divorced pretty early on, and Brandon's dad, Mark, moved to New Mexico. Brandon really kind of gravitated towards his dad and eventually would also go to live with his dad in New Mexico and visit his mom on holidays, long weekends, and during the summer months. When Brandon became an adult, he moved back to San Diego for a bit and then hopped over to Vegas. Tragedy kind of struck Brandon at the young age of 25 when his dad died unexpectedly getting a kind of a routine biopsy. He went in for a liver biopsy and he never made it out. So I don't know what happened, but that doesn't sound like normal.
I know. It feels like cutting into the liver. That does sound scary.
It does, but some people have like little things on their livers that they need to get just like, I think probably biopsied. I don't know. This this death of his dad absolutely devastated Brandon. His dad was basically his world. His dad also was the man who got Brandon into this alternative lifestyle. Brandon's love for motorcycles and tattoos came from his dad. And I'm sure he got his first motorcycle because of him. Brandon's dad was a member of a biker gang that I actually had not heard of before called the Bandidos.
Okay, listen.
Are you familiar?
Not specifically, but there are a lot of the motorcycle gangs in, I don't know if you just, if they prefer the gang title, groups, clubs.
It's a motorcycle club.
Yeah, club, I think is the appropriate word. In San Diego, there actually used to be a reality TV show about all of them. There's a lot of them.
Okay, so you are not familiar with Bandidos either, though, this particular group?
No.
Okay, well, it is the second largest organization right under the Hells Angels.
And there's like Hells Angels, Mongrels, that 1% people.
No, that's Bandidos, 1%ers.
Oh, yeah. Don't fuck with those guys. That's what I know. Yeah.
Dude, 150% mm-hmm. don't fuck with those guys. Mm-hmm. They have a pretty large organization, about 2,000 to 2,500 members. So almost as much as like Scientology, dude.
Oh, geez.
Right? Isn't Scientology members like 5,000?
It's, I don't know.
I thought you said that to me before.
I might have.
Anyways, I know that like actually this motorcycle gang isn't like affiliated too much with this case, but I did find it kind of fascinating. They were founded in San Leon, Texas. Okay. And it's not really easy to get in. So Brandon's dad had to, you know, you have to like first hang out, got to be a hang around person.
Yeah.
And then you have to be a prospect after that. Mm-hmm. And then you go on to have probation. And then once the chapter president accepts you, you have to be voted in unanimously. And then once you are in the club, you have to sign your Harley Davidson, which you must own a Harley to be in. Whoa. And you have to sign it over to the club.
Oh, okay.
And each chapter has a hierarchy of members, and you have to follow all their bylaws. You have to get their gear. You know, they have the
jackets
vest.
And the patches. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the patches, all of that. And then I thought to myself, it kind of seems like the same thing as joining a country club.
Well, it just, it's very time consuming. You know, I mean, I think
also you have to go.
Like, what if you got?
You have to go to their meetings.
I know. I watched The Sons of Anarchy and this reality show. I can't remember the name of. So, I mean, I'm pretty familiar. I mean, it is a lot of time. What if
it is a lot of time?
You have little kids. You're not hanging out with them.
You're not hanging out with your kids
or your woman.
Or your kids are just like.
And I think sometimes they fulfill those needs at the clubhouse with other ladies.
Oh.
Shady
allegedly,
business
we
being
might,
going on
we
there.
Might have known some of those back in like our high school days or maybe right out of high school.
Yeah.
Maybe
a little bit.
With a different organization.
A little bit.
They are considered outlaws and they seem to like it that way because one of their rules prohibits them to cooperate with the law. Mm-hmm. And they are all considered brothers. They're like a one for all for one kind of approach. And then I thought this was interesting. You cannot die by suicide in the Bandidos. And if you do, you will not get a Bandido funeral, which I assume is probably the last thing on each one's bucket list.
Right.
So after Brandon's dad passed away, the Bandidos really took Brandon under their wing. And it kind of brought Brandon a lot of comfort. What I can imagine is, I mean, these guys were like his dad's brothers and hanging around them was the closest thing that he could get to his dad. This is also when Brandon decided to move to Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. And from here, Brandon was like riding a lot of motorcycles, hanging around that crowd. And this is where he would meet his future missus, Amber Andrews.
Okay.
Amber was just 1 year younger than Brandon and was really like a dream come true. She was beautiful. She was a tattoo artist from Oklahoma. I mean, She seemed to have it all, or everything that Brandon was looking for. Our friend Lady A was actually acquaintances and somewhat friends with Amber during this time. They were friends on MySpace, and they were both part of this thing called Suicide Girls. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Okay, so I wasn't either. But I found this also very interesting. So it's a company. It's now basically like OnlyFans for alternative chicks. Like the more tattoos, the better.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Back then, it was kind of like a Playboy. They had some publications that went out. They had some appearances. And some of their models actually had contracts with the organization. Lady A said that Amber was fully all in. She had the contract. Lady A didn't make it to that point yet. She got pregnant and had to, you know, step away from that. I asked her also if it was, oh, and back then, like in 2005, and actually when it started, it was more for like the pinup style girl.
Yeah.
Now when I looked at it a lot, now it looks more like tattooed girls, like dark haired tattooed girls. Yeah. So I asked her if it's lucrative. And I think back then she was like she doesn't know how lucrative it was for the girls that actually had contracts, but she thought that, I mean, I bet you it wasn't, but
it was
now,
probably kind of a status thing. Yeah. And I'll bet now it is more so. Listen, yeah, there is sure. A niche for everybody. You know what I can't get over is I think Kat Von D is so beautiful. And, you know, she's got the tattoos on her face. It's working for her. You know, she blacked out her legs.
With tattoo?
They're all black. Yeah.
Wow.
Don't you think? I mean, no shade for the tattoos, but that much ink? That scares me.
That's a lot.
Like that is like,
that's
gotta
a lot
be
of going in your bloodstream.
Yeah. That's too much.
It's too much. It's definitely too much. I have to get a MRI with contrast. And they say that it doesn't ever leave your body.
Oh.
Like there's still some that stays. And that's a little bit concerning to me, you know?
Yeah.
So I can imagine the ink that's like tattooing your body is like, there's got to be some residual effects to that. So anyways, it looks like to me, it's more of an OnlyFans now. You can become a member. You can look at some pictures that are less, you know, risque without becoming a member. But if you become a member, then you get the good stuff, I guess. The only thing about these sites that really gets me is I think that it's a good place for like human trafficking, and that really scares me.
Oh, totally.
I saw one of the girls that was featured yesterday and she looked about 14 and my stomach like was real upset about it. She was probably 18, but she didn't look that way, you know?
No, I mean, listen, consensual adults can do whatever the hell they want, but I do not like the idea that it is like young girls are like, oh, here's this way to make money quick. And while, I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know, like maybe it's like marijuana, like that's not a big deal. But if it leads to other things, that is a big deal.
Right.
It's kind of a gateway to naughty town. The bad part.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, we're not judging.
No, you know, no, no, buck, no.
If you want to make a buck on your booty.
Yeah. And it might work. Yeah. It's just maybe a slippery slope for some vulnerable girls.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's all we're saying.
Okay. So back to Amber and Brandon. Amber and Brandon were two peas in a pod. Brandon's family accepted her. They were fast lovers, just getting married months after meeting. And in everything I watched and everything I read, this date of their marriage was very significant. They got married on June 6, 2006, which would be 666.
Ew.
Which is
the devil. Yes. Now say something else. A Hail Mary or something. I don't even like saying those numbers in a row.
I know. I was writing this. By the way, I was writing this on the plane. And I did not want to write that down on the paper.
Yeah, no.
I was like, on my computer, I was like, I cannot write that. Like, this is bad, 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 bad. Okay. So listen, they got married in Vegas on that day. She wore a black wedding dress. That's why I'm telling you, it's more like a funeral, not like a wedding. Mm-hmm. Black veil, big red lips. And I'm not trying to be judgy also here, but I think it was a bad omen.
Okay.
I think it was an omen to what's to
Sarah
come.
Sarah Jessica okay. Parker wore a black wedding dress. Did you know that?
When she married.
She regrets it.
Is she still married?
Yeah, she's still married.
Mm-hmm. And she regrets wearing a black wedding dress. But yeah, so would anybody. I mean, except for maybe, I don't know. I'd rather wear a pink wedding dress like Gwen Stefani, but that also didn't work out for her, right? So at first, it was rainbows and butterflies, but it didn't last because I wouldn't be telling you the story if it was. Amber popped out another Brandon, a son that they would call Brando, pretty soon after they got married. Yeah. And which was funny because that's also what I call my brother. Mm-hmm. Call him Brando. Brando was Brandon's world. He was like so stoked on being a dad. He loved having a family. He loved being married to Amber. And Amber seemed like not as into having a family and a husband as Brandon was. You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now, they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is, it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences, and then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Are you busy? Well, of course you are. And if you're like me, that means you put off investing because maybe it just doesn't seem urgent or it's intimidating. Enter Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. What I love about Acorns is that it gives you the tool to give your money a chance to grow. You don't have to start with a lot. Just start. Believe me, it feels great. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Investing involves risk, including the loss of the principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors, LLC, Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. I'm talking about Rakuten. Have you checked it out? Because I recommend you do. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores that I know I shop online at, like Zappos, Sephora, and Best Buy. We are all already online shopping at our favorite stores, so why not be saving while doing it? It's a no-brainer. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. How it works is the stores pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. You get paid via check or PayPal quarterly. Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Start all your shopping at Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app and start saving today. Your cash back really adds up. Listeners, remember when everyone was doing juice cleanses and was basically hangry all the time? Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to lose weight. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with healthy lifestyle changes so you can lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Ro's partners handle all the insurance paperwork to help get medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up online from the comfort of your own home. This means no scheduling a doctor's appointment, no commute to the doctor's office, and no waiting rooms. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes, BMI, and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com. Amber still wanted a party. The family life just wasn't her thing. So after 4 years of marriage and some speculation that she wasn't faithful to Brandon, Amber and Brandon got divorced. Amber hightailed it back to Oklahoma and Brandon got full custody of their now 4-year-old Brando.
Interesting.
Yeah. Not typical. Mm-hmm. Right? Brandon didn't mind having full custody because, like I said, he loved having a family, but he wanted to be, you know, closer to his family. So he moved back to San Diego. I went back to Brandon's Facebook profile and back into like 2010. And he talks about having like this big birthday party for Brando. And this is when they got divorced, and like a jump house and a barbecue. I mean, it was kind of sweet. Like he really did do everything to support his son. Okay. According to Brandon's mom, it got a little obnoxious when Amber would come and have a visitation with Brando because she would make it really difficult for Brandon to get him back. Like she would, you know, say, meet me here and then not be there or whatever it is. Right. I can see it being a little hectic. And I also see that although it's not the right thing to do, I see this in custody battles sometimes, you know,
often
where the one of the partners or ex-partners just makes it difficult on the other just to be, you know, an asshole.
Yeah.
So although Amber made Brandon's life pretty challenging with the custody thing, he still had these deep feelings for her. And I think Amber knew it. So in 2012, just 2 years after they got divorced, Amber showed up to San Diego to beg Brandon to go back, to beg Brandon to get back together with her. She convinced him to do a road trip with the three of them, Brando, her, and Brandon, to go back to Oklahoma to visit the Okies, as you would call it, as you would call your family. And Brandon, with his lion heart, was like, okay, yeah, sure. You know, he really liked the idea of a nuclear family. And so he thought it would be good for his kids. So the two, with their kiddo in tow, made their way from California to Oklahoma in Brandon's truck. They also put a trailer on Brandon's truck to hold Brandon's motorcycle. I guess it wasn't working correctly, so he thought he could work on it in his spare time when he was in Oklahoma. Sounds like a very Jeremiah thing to do, by the way.
He's always working on something.
Yeah. I was like, who would do that? But then I was like, all right, I think Jeremiah would do
by
that.
By the way, my ice maker, still not working. He just is torturing me with that.
I'm not surprised.
But you know what he did yesterday without even asking me what my thoughts were on this, since we have the electrician uncle out here. He went out and bought a new TV and put it up outside by the jacuzzi.
I know. I'm stoked for you on that. That is going to be awesome.
But like, do I get an opinion? I'm still waiting for my eyes.
No.
Apparently not. Don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the two are in Oklahoma with their son, and no one really heard from Brandon while he was in Oklahoma, but his mom didn't think much of it because, you know, he's out there. They talked daily, usually, but probably because she helped with his son. But now that he's with Amber's family, you know, she wasn't worried. That was until she got a dreaded call that her son was probably the man that they just found in 25 pieces at the bottom of a pond. So let me tell you how that happened. Yeah. On August 8th, a man by the name of Van Emblem would walk into a police station in Elmore City, Oklahoma, and tell them that he had just helped his friend dispose of a body. He claimed his friend called him for help when something help. Sorry. He claimed that his friend had called him for help with something. And when he showed up, his friend by the name of Justin Hammer had sealed paint buckets filled with concrete and oozing blood from them. Justin said he killed Brandon, his girlfriend's ex-husband, and he needed help loading him into his truck to dump him in the pond behind his property. He actually, Van, knew who Brandon was because Justin was his best friend and Justin was dating Amber. Amber would often talk about her ex-husband, Brandon, and how awful he was and make up stories about how he abused her just to get Justin all riled up. So police immediately Police immediately descend onto the property, Justin, to uncover the truth. Justin basically comes clean right away. He says, Brandon rode up on his motorcycle like a bat out of hell to confront him about his relationship with Amber and threatened to get the banditos to kill his entire family. At this point, he grabbed his shotgun and killed Brandon in self-defense. Investigators head to the pond to see if they can find what Van said were buckets filled with Brandon's remains, and sure enough, they do. They find, I think, four buckets and a dog crate that contained Brandon's torso. They immediately arrest Justin Hammer and, you know, they're like, okay, if you killed somebody in self-defense, like you don't cut them up and dismember them. And his excuse for dismembering Brandon was that he freaked out after he killed Brandon and didn't want retaliation from the banditos, so he decided to throw him into the pond. When asked if he had any help with this killing, he adamantly said no one helped him except for his best friend. But his best friend, like, hightailed it to the police, which is what you should do, by
the way. That is okay. Yes. In this situation, because clearly it was such a messy end, you do need to go to the police. In the future, if you ask me to help you dispose of a body, we're going to have had a pre-game discussion, right?
I mean, also, like, you disposed of it in the pond behind your
not
house.
Not smart. That not, is all like, that not smart. Nope. You might as well go to the police because your ass is grass. Yeah.
Probably not the right place. Yes, there is definitely, I would say that the thought out process of this killing was not a good one. They have not listened to enough true crime. Okay, so police go to Amber. She's living with her mom at the time, and to break the news to her that her ex-husband was murdered by, or at this point, maybe it was self-defense, but by her now boyfriend. And she is really distraught. She is like crying. She's hysterical. She says, they're like, where were you? She says she was at a doctor's appointment and then she was tattooing her girlfriend. She did claim that on the way to the doctor's appointment, Brandon and her got in a fight about Justin. She said that she was having a hard time breaking it off with Justin. And Brandon was like, I'm going to go take care of him, you know? So he got on his motorcycle and that's the last time she saw him. The police take Brandon's remains for an autopsy. They also contact Brandon's mom. This is when they called her in San Diego to give her the dreaded news. As you can imagine, she is beyond devastated, as well as his younger brother. Brandon's mom just immediately starts talking about how awful Amber had been to Brandon in the recent years. The one time love of his life that everyone liked at one time showed her true colors shortly after marrying Brandon and having Brando. According to Brandon's mom and Brandon's friends, Amber would pick fights just so she could go out drinking all night. And Brandon's mom said she was most likely cheater, pumpkin eater. His friends also said in a Snapped episode that she was the one that would hit Brandon and be real abusive when she would get wasted. The police found this intel pretty interesting, as well as a few other details in their investigation. At Justin's house, they retrieved two guns, a .22 and a shotgun. Both had been recently fired. They also recovered a list, like a grocery list, but more of like a how to dismember and dump a body list. Lord. You know, like tarp, saw, tape, cement buckets. And the writing looked to be on the more feminine side. They also were able to recover footage from the Ace Hardware store from the night before the murder of Justin buying all these supplies, in which he said he just was doing a home improvement project. The timing, Justin, the timing.
And did he pay with a credit card? I mean, and save the receipt? Justin.
They knew it was an Ace Hardware, so I'm assuming he probably paid with his credit card.
Not smart.
Brandon's autopsy also came back that he actually was shot four times. Three times with the .22 in the back of his head and like the backside of his head, and then one time execution style to his face with a shotgun. So this was more and more looking like a planned execution and not like a self-defense scenario. Also, it looked like maybe two people were in on it and Justin wasn't acting alone. I mean, do you think Justin like killed him with the .22 and then grabbed his shotgun after that? Like, that doesn't sound... It doesn't. And he only told the police that he shot him with a shotgun. So it doesn't make any sense. Although Justin has always claimed that he is the sole killer, I am thinking not. And the police are thinking it looks like Amber plotted to kill her ex in hope to get full custody of her son and ridding her life of Brandon. So prosecutors knew that all this evidence against Justin was really strong. And so they were like, we can try him pretty quickly. And they did. Just under 2 years, he was found guilty of murdering in the first degree and sentenced to life in prison without parole. He was 32 years old and he was found guilty in 2014. Now, Amber, she had a different story. They waited on her. And so I think from a few things I read, I think she had Brando for a couple years before she was arrested and tried. Mm-hmm. It's not really clear. And I know Brandon's family was fighting for this child, but I think if the mom wasn't arrested, I am pretty sure she probably had him. But eventually, they would gather enough evidence to take Amber to trial as well. Based on her phone evidence and some friends' testimony, Amber turned out to be liar, liar, pants on fire. You see, her testimony was that she went to the doctors and then went to tattoo her friend, right? Well, her friend that she was tattooing actually said she was at the house before the doctor's appointment, and so was Brandon. She said Amber got a text, and then out the door, the two went while she watched little Brando. Amber actually had taken her friend's phone and not her own on the way out. She said by accident, but who knows? This friend kept calling her phone with Amber's phone, but Amber had turned off the phone. Upon further investigation into Amber's phone, it looked like she got a text from Justin right around the time she left for the doctor's appointment. And the text read, "The ink is ready." They believe that that was Amber's cue to bring Brandon to Justin's house and set him up for a murder and dispose of him. According to Brandon's family, his motorcycle wasn't even in working order, so there was no way that he could have ridden the bike solely to Justin's house. However, Justin did have possession of Brandon's motorcycle, so that's weird. And Justin said he gave it away to his friend or his family.
Okay.
The investigators did check and see if Amber made it to the doctors, and she did not.
Yeah, that is a real dumb thing to lie about. Because they can check.
I mean, you could be anywhere where they didn't check.
They keep a record.
Yes. And who didn't show up, right? Also, the handwriting experts examined that supply list and confirmed it was Amber's writing. It seemed like Amber's plan to trick Brandon into getting back together with her was just to bring him to Oklahoma and have her new boo take care of him for good.
Yeah.
She also was found guilty and sentenced to life in prison without parole, with additional sentences for conspiracy and dismembering a corpse. But she did not get convicted until 2017, 5 years after Brandon's murder. So she is currently serving time in Oklahoma. And I was like, you know, it's kind of funny because really for her, orange is the new black. And as far as Brando, he is being raised by Brandon's family, but he's got to be like a senior in high school right now. And I pray for him because I think really he got the short end of the stick, which is always what happens with these children.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's like, don't be killing the father or mother of a child, because then the child just has nobody.
Bad idea. You know what? I think another takeaway from cases like this is if you have sons, you need to explain to them that there are manipulative, lying women out there that will try to get you to kill someone. And you need to tell your sons that before they get in a relationship with one, because once they are already, you know, hypnotized, they don't see it. Go to tell them.
Okay, so that's funny you say this, because they multiple people have said that she has this spell on mm-hmm. men. Like, and so, you know, she got this Justin Hammer to do this for her. And she got Brandon to actually come back into her like web. You know, she's like a true like Black Widow spider. She, and I don't know what it is. I mean, she must be like real good in bed or mm-hmm. something, because she's got the spell on these men. And it, and multiple people said that, like, she just had this way of getting men to do what she wanted.
Yeah.
But now she doesn't. Or maybe she did. You know what? I actually looked up, because I was like, you know, that like prison pen pal. I bet you she.
Oh, she's making a killing. She's one of those.
I bet
she's
making
a killing.
Yeah,
I bet you she is. I can't get men to do anything for me. I can't get my ice machine hooked up. He did make me coffee this morning, though. That was nice.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good. Yeah. I was so busy this morning. I had all these kids over, but I had to get ready for this recording, and I'm having this little like family birthday party for my son tomorrow. So I had the kids make, like, I was like, here, eggs and bacon, figure out how to make it all. They did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, okay, we're growing up. Mm-hmm. We're growing up. All right. So you all follow us on Instagram and on Housewives, a True Crime group. That's our private Facebook group. That's where we do most of our business. So you guys can like, in that group on Facebook, if you're a Facebook person, you can talk as much as you want and nobody outside of our group sees it, which is nice on Facebook, right? So like, because sometimes, you know, and you're, when you're in those groups that are like open to everybody, then your friend's like, oh, you're selling your old sneakers on Facebook Marketplace.
That is kind of
and you're like, oh, fuck.
I do. Sometimes stuff comes up like that on my feed and I'll be like, damn, you put that, like, it'll be like a mirror or something for like $20. And I just want to be like, girl, really? You want people to come over to your house to get your shit? You live in a nice house.
Okay, that's funny you say that, because I've been like really Facebook marketplacing lately. And I listed, and the reason I did, because I told my kids that we could, like, whatever money that they made from like listing all of our stuff, they could like split it. So they wanted to sell some like glow sticks that they had, extra glow sticks. So I put this whole pack together and I sold it for like, I don't know, $5. Okay. It's been so much of a hassle and I'm like, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not like $5, $10. Like, it has to be $100 item.
I would
more.
Say.
Yes. Because I can't
Maybe
deal
50.
With people asking
I've gone,
me,
I've spent, then, driven to people's houses for 50.
Okay. 50.
Yeah.
But I've been selling stuff all over the range of price range, but the $5 party pack that I put on, I'm done with that one.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
All your friends are seeing that, just so you know, and they think you're like Kim and Croy Bearman. Like, you're having a going out of business and life sale. You're selling $5 glow sticks like she's selling her purses. So they can't pay their mortgage.
Well, you know, I am actually a little bit smarter. I put it private on the Facebook marketplace so nobody can see. But I'm just saying, on our Facebook page, Housewives of True Crime group, make sure it has the group at the end. It's like, it's a private group. We fully are involved in it. So you could talk to us. We are the people that are answering. Wow, Gretchy, she's yawning. Tired over there? Have a long night? Didn't get enough coffee. Jeremiah made it real light this morning. And then please, 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 we've seen some really good reviews, you guys, lately. Thank you so much. I mean, honestly, it's so nice to read some of yours. Like, we get you through the day. We get you through your job. And it's so nice to see. So if you have something nice to write to us on a review, that would be awesome. We love reading them. And it does help us on Apple and on Spotify to get up in the ranks. If you are coming to Crime Con, we will be there. And I think that's all for today. So clank, clank.
Clinkety clank.